Partnership, Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Cabinet Secretary Salim Mvurya has applauded the enhanced partnership between the Kenya government and the European Union, EU. CS Mvurya said the country stands to gain significantly from the heightened cooperation in many areas including the blue economy and fisheries sector. I acknowledge and appreciate the support Kenya has so far received from the EU, including the patrol boats under the Go Blue project, the training of the youth and local communities on blue economy and fisheries, CS Mvurya said. The cabinet secretary spoke during a meeting with EU's Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Director General Charlina Vicheva, who paid him a courtesy call at his office in Nairobi. The meeting that was also attended by the EU ambassador to Kenya, Henriette Geiger, and Blue Economy Principal Secretary Betsy Njagi welcomed the Kenya government and EU $18 trillion economic partnership agreement that came into effect from 1 July 2024. Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Cabinet Secretary Salim Mvurya, EU's Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Director General Charlina Vicheva, EU Ambassador to Kenya Henriette Geiger, and Blue Economy Principal Secretary Betsy Njagi pose for a photo after the meeting. This agreement is a real game-changer to our economic growth as it opens doors for duty-free and quota-free access for Kenya's exports to the European Union. It also bolsters the already existing cooperation, CS Mvurya said. On boosting the blue economy and fisheries sector, the Cabinet Secretary and the Director General agreed on working together in marine spatial planning, fish stock assessment in the Indian Ocean, conservation and sustainable use of marine resources, among other areas of mutual interest. The CS emphasized that fish stock assessment should be made a regular exercise to ensure that the country's fish stocks are not exhausted. To ensure effective monitoring and surveillance to combat illegal, unreported and unregulated, IUU, fishing in the country, the Cabinet Secretary said his ministry has adopted the multi-agency approach where all key governments have been onboarded. The meeting also discussed training and capacity building, where CS Mvurya said he looked forward to more EU support for the Bandari Maritime Academy and the Technical University of Kenya, which offer maritime and fisheries courses. On her part, Ms. Vicheva assured the Cabinet Secretary that the Commission's Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Department fully supports Kenya's Blue Economy Strategy and Roadmap. We support Kenya's efforts towards ensuring that the ocean resources are used sustainably and that coastal communities and the fishing sector have a prosperous future, said the EU Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Director General. She said the EU is also keen to work with Kenya in promoting ocean governance at international level and urged Kenya to ratify the Biodiversity Beyond National Jurisdiction, BBNJ, treaty that safeguards life in the ocean beyond national jurisdiction. In response, CS Mvurya assured Ms. Vicheva that Kenya will ratify the treaty soon. As at June 30 this year, 91 states including the EU and 14 African states had signed the agreement.